Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this beautiful Monday, October 17th, from the city of Atlanta, Georgia. I want to thank everybody for being on the show this morning, and as always, we want to empower you with the tools to succeed in life and business, giving you information that will not only inspire you, but information that is also going to empower you and give you the tools you need to be not only successful, but to help and bless other people, which is so very, very important. We've got a great lineup for you today. The hot topic is the power of personal development. As a matter of fact, all this month, we are really trying to encourage you to look at creating your strategy for 2012. And as you know, as women, we are such multitaskers and we're doing so many things that we often forget to slow it down, gain clarity, and stay focused on something that is going to push us to the next level. And so personal development today is what it's going to be about. Did you know and are you aware that you really could be at a much faster pace or at a much larger distance in success with your business and your personal life if you practice personal development? And believe it or not, a lot of people don't practice personal development. They really don't set out to have a plan to practice it. Now, we've talked about personal development on the show before. However, today I'm going to shed some light for you and try to parallel and draw some conclusions for you in reference to how does personal development actually play a role in you being the CEO of your company. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So make sure that you have your pen and your notepads out, because we're going to be giving you, guess what, you got it, information that you can put to use right away. We're also going to be sharing with you exciting information about teleclasses and events that we've got coming up at Women About Biz. We're going to be talking today for sure about the book E-Myth by Michael Gerber. We had hoped to cover a little bit of E-Myth on last Monday, but the show was just so good and the time just ran away with us and we weren't able to get as much information out as we wanted to in regards to E-Myth. So today we're going to be covering that with you. In addition to that, you guys have probably heard Janae Miller-Eisenstrauss, who has been on the show before. She is our Moneypreneur expert. Well, Janae will be debuting the Moneypreneur radio show very soon. And so, again, if you are a mom, if you want to get timely tips and resources and different things about being a mom and staying balanced and also being successful, you know, what business ideas are there that are really good for moms who are looking to, you know, delve into entrepreneurship? Or perhaps you already have a part-time business, but you're looking at making it more successful. All of this is going to be on the Moneypreneur Talk Show, which is going to be airing every Tuesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So stay tuned for your emails, and we'll be announcing the actual debut and launch date of that. So we're very, very excited that Janae will be coming on board with the radio show as well. Also want to remind you that if you have not been sharing the Successful Woman Radio Show with other women, we want to ask you to please do that. As a matter of fact, at the beginning of every show, we ask you to go ahead and flash over and bless the life of one other person who you know needs encouragement and motivation, and they need to understand that as women, we do have the power to be successful. You can have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, you can have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Now, of course, if you're at your computer online, we want you to go to your Facebook page or your other social networks that you participate in and let others know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. You can give them a link to the show where they can actually listen from their desktop, which is blogtalkradio.com. Again, blogtalkradio.com/ Successful Woman Radio. I'm going to repeat that for you one more time. That's blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. That's right. You can listen to the show live right from your desktop. So if you know someone that is working a full-time job, or if you're wanting to get off of the phone and listen to it from your desktop, you're surely welcome to do so. However, if it's more convenient for you to listen from the phone, definitely do that and make sure you share that phone number with others. It is 12:05 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and this is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. I'd like to go ahead right away and share with you some great things that are going on at Women About Biz. We've been really busy getting our own strategy together and preparing to launch our coaching, our new coaching center, and to launch several other programs that will be going on at Women About Biz. I first want to call your attention to the fact that we, this Thursday at 12 noon, will be having a time management class just for mommies. It is the Mommypreneur Time Management class, and so that is going to be taught by our Mommypreneur advisor, Janae Miller-Azenstrauss, and Janae is going to be sharing time management tips and strategies when you're working at home with your children. What do you do? So again, that's time management for moms, and that is going to be this Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. In addition to that, I want to encourage all of you who are either in the Atlanta area or around the metro Atlanta area, whether you're in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and for that matter of fact, you may want to fly in for this. On Saturday, November 5th, we have our Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind Conference. Now, this is a full-day retreat specifically geared to help you to get your mind in order to achieve your success, but not only achieve success, because it requires you to have a certain type of mental knowledge and mental energy, and that is what we're going to be focusing on. And so we're going to be covering topics such as developing your vision, learning how to create a wealthy mindset. And there is a system and a technique for doing that. We're going to be talking about mastering your money and understanding that as a wealthy woman, there's a certain way that you have to master your money. There's a certain mindset you should have, and in a certain way you should think about your money, developing habits that lead to wealth. And we're also going to be talking about the power of action, creating your power team, how to develop your business strategy, and something that you guys have heard me talk a lot about, but I will be going over this in depth, and that is the power of the subconscious mind, how to use it, how to make things happen for yourself using the power of your subconscious mind. And I'm going to give a really good layout of the whole subconscious mind system and really how you can gain control of it and create and accomplish anything in life that you want to accomplish. So not only are you going to have all of that, and by the way, we're providing you with a full resource binder full of resources and tools and website links and different things that you're going to be able to really put to use, but you'll also be able to connect with other women who feel the same way you do. They feel that they want to surround themselves with successful women and women who are seeking to be successful. They want to connect. They want to build, develop relationships. And so if that is you, if you're ready to invest in yourself, okay, and make 2012 the best year ever, then whatever you have planned, you want to try and cancel it. You want to mark December 5th on your calendar and make sure that you come and be counted amongst those who are interested in learning how to become mentally wealthy as well as financially wealthy. And, of course, me, your success coach, Trina Newby, I will be the day's facilitator. And I'm really excited because I've participated in some mastermind programs this year that I have paid quite a lot of money for and have learned a lot, and it has catapulted me this year and helped me to get myself back on track. And so I'll be sharing some of those techniques with you as well. So there's just, it's just a full day of powerful, life-changing information that you're going to want to be a part of. So again, that's Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind on Saturday, November 5th from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. So again, I want to encourage you guys, we have a limited space, and so this is not for the person who is unsure of whether or not they really want to take their business to the next level in 2012. This really is for the businesswoman and the career woman who's very, very serious about investing in herself and making things happen in 2012. Maybe she didn't have all the tools. Maybe there's missing pieces of the pie that she really needs. She needs encouragement. She needs motivation. This is for that woman, okay? And I want to be very clear on that because I don't want anybody to be there that is not supposed to be there. And that's very important because you won't receive all of the information that you need to have. Also, I want to make sure, and I will be releasing that information to the people that have already registered, but later that evening we are all checking into a hotel and having and continuing on with a beautiful evening for those who would like to do that. And so I'm very, very excited about this. I'm very excited about sharing all of the information I have received from some of the world's top successful people as well as millionaires. So you guys are going to really get information that I have paid and others have paid thousands of dollars for. Not only are you going to get that, but you're also going to get stuff that I have put into place, and I'm a living testimony that it works. So, again, that is the Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind Conference, Saturday, November 5th. Well, if you're in the Atlanta area, you definitely will want to attend the Holiday Extravaganza and Networking Expo in Fayetteville, Georgia, hosted by one of our network leaders, Mignon Patterson. It will be on Saturday, October 22nd, and, of course, we're really excited about that. This is a great time to come out and network and share information about your business. If you are someone whose business is really jumping during the holiday season because that's your time of year. Maybe you sell jewelry, bath and body, anything that is great for a holiday gift, then you definitely may consider having a booth at this particular event. It's very inexpensive, only $45, and you definitely want to get in on it. I'm not sure if it's already sold out, but I definitely wanted to make sure that those of you who are trying to expose your business and holiday gift ideas and gain new client contacts, this is a perfect opportunity for you to actually do that. So that is the Holiday Extravaganza and Networking event, which will be held on Saturday, October 22nd. That's this Saturday. And I do believe it is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I also want to give you guys the telephone number for Mignon because that way you will be able to get a hold of her and ask her any questions that you may have on that as well. I will look that up, and I will get back to you guys a little bit later on in the show. I also want to make sure that you guys know that as I talk about business strategies and things that are going on, within your business, if you're having any of those challenges and you have not taken advantage of a free Power Talk system, then you need to really consider having a Power Talk with me. A Power Talk is a unique 30 to 45 minute complimentary coaching session that is going to help you with maybe one or two of the top challenges that you may be having in your business, or maybe you need to brainstorm out an idea that you have. So if you have not taken advantage of that, I would like to encourage you to do so, especially since we are talking about developing business strategies and what you need to do to make it happen for 2012. So to get your free Power Talk, all you need to do is go to our website, and that is womenaboutbiz.com. That's womenaboutbiz, B-I-Z, as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com, and then click on Get Coaching. in the top red menu bar. Once you click on Get Coaching, look over in the far right-hand column, and you'll see Schedule Power Talk. Now, if you've already requested a Power Talk and you haven't received an appointment time, don't worry. We're getting to you, and we're going to make sure that you get your Power Talk session. We've had a lot of people who have had those sessions and have given us testimonials saying how much they really enjoyed it and how it's giving them information that they will be able to actually put to use right away. I have that phone number for you for Nayam Patterson for those of you who are interested in being a vendor at the Holiday Extravaganza. It is 678-520-4405. Again, Mignon, her name is spelled M-I-N-Y-O-N, Mignon Patterson. She's the network leader for the Fayetteville, Georgia area. And you can call her at 678-520-4405 if you're interested in having a vendor table at that particular event. I will be there, and so if you are available and would like to come, it's a free event open to the general public. If you'd like to come, make sure you come out. I'm excited about meeting many of you who listen to the show, and I've not met you yet. To register for this event, just go to www.fayettebusinesswomen.com. That's fayettebusinesswomen.com, and you can actually register as a participant in this event. As I told you, we've got a lot going on, and I'm so excited. We're going to be getting to our hot topic, the power of personal development. But before we do, I wonder, do we have any callers who are on the show right now who would like to introduce their business, who they are? We'd love to hear you. Again, we love giving you the opportunity to actually promote your business and to let others know who you are. It's a way of really practicing, believe it or not, and letting people know exactly what you do and how they can take a benefit of it, okay? So at this time, I think we have space open for about five people. We have quite a few callers on the show. So the first five people to press star one on your phone keypad, you can introduce yourself and let others know about your company, your website, and what you do. And for the audience who are listening, you know, take down the phone number or the website of these individuals. Invite them to join you on your Facebook. Invite them to be a friend on the Women About Biz social network. Start developing a relationship with these individuals. That's what it's all about. We have to learn to take advantage. Now, I know some of you might be saying, I want to do this, but I'm not sure if I should do it or not. I may not be prepared. Hey, you have to be prepared all times, in season and out of season, to introduce yourself. It looks like we have our very first caller, whose last four of her phone number is 9641. Caller, you are live on the air. Give us your name and your city, and then proceed to tell us about your business and your website. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. This is Kathleen, Kathleen Carnegie-Grant.
Wonderful.
How
Hi,
are
Kathleen.
You?
How are you? I'm wonderful. Thank you for being
okay
on the show today.
Great. This is actually my first time.
Oh, wonderful.
On the show.
Well, listen,
so I'm so excited.
I'm glad that you're taking advantage of it. Well, tell us about your business.
Okay. My business is Living Abundantly Healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have teamed up with Jordan Rubin and his company Beyond Organic.
Mm-hmm.
And our company
mm-hmm.
is about sharing the true benefits of a healthy diet,
mm-hmm.
educating about the benefits of a real raw probiotic in your diet
mm-hmm.
and for your
mm-hmm.
health. And at the same time, we're sustaining the earth using biblical and old world production methods
mm-hmm.
and sustaining the local farmers who don't want to become part of the big agricultural industry that's
mm-hmm.
actually wreaking havoc on the earth and our health with pesticides, hormones, and GMO. So there's a lot to it, and we have, like, the world's healthiest foods.
Oh, wonderful,
Yes, from beef, to the energy drink, the extremely, extremely high density nutrients. And we have a drink like Gatorade without all that stuff and, you know, chemicals and everything. It is truly natural. We have raw cheese, and we have probiotic chocolate, healthy chocolate.
Okay, wonderful. So what is your website, Kathleen, for people to go so they can get more information?
Okay, my actually, we have not, the business has not launched yet. It's launching November 1st. I do have a website, but if anyone's interested, I will give my phone number, and then I will get their email and email them the information.
Okay, go ahead. What's your phone number, Kathleen?
My phone number is 770-789-9641.
Okay, and this is a good thing for because you have knowledge, a lot of knowledge about holistic wellness and people taking the holistic route to healthier living and eating healthier or get healthier foods, including organic, wholesome foods. So this is wonderful. So again, let me call out Kathleen's number for you guys: 770-789-9641. Kathleen, thank you so much for introducing your new company, and we wish you not just luck, Kathleen, but we wish you the success that is already meant for your business.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to say one other thing. I'd appreciate it if my friends on the line could like my Facebook page. It's Living Abundantly Healthy. Okay. Living Abundantly Healthy. And there's lots of good information on there already.
Okay, wonderful.
About living healthy.
Wonderful. So if everyone heard that, Kathleen's inviting you to like her fan page, and that is facebook.com/livingabundantlyhealthy, spelled all
the
way out.
Actually, if they go to the Facebook, because I haven't gotten that Living Abundantly Healthy tagged on yet, I'm in the process. So if they do go, just search Living Abundantly Healthy. It will be the first one to come up, and just go to that page and like it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Kathleen. And And Kathleen has taken advantage of our offer to let you guys know about her new business, Living Abundantly Healthy. And are you ready to take advantage of that offer to introduce your business and to let our listeners know what it is that you do? You know, it amazes me. Every time I offer this, it amazes me at the few people who actually want to take advantage of that. And I'm not sure if it's fear, if you feel that you're not prepared. I'm not sure what it is, but wow. One of the things I want to let you guys know is that it's your loss. Listen, we've got to start learning how to take advantage of the opportunities that are before us, because if we don't, guess what's going to happen? This is evidence that you're not taking advantage of opportunities in other areas of your business as well. So be prepared in season and out of season always to introduce your business. Even if you introduced it last Monday or the Monday before, it doesn't matter. What does matter that you should be prepared to do that. It is 12:24 after the hour. I'm going to go ahead now and move into talking a little bit about health and wellness. On the show today, as you know, this month is National Breast Cancer Month, and it's about recognizing those women who have had cancer and have survived, but also making sure that you are proactive in taking care of your breasts. Understanding that as women, it is our responsibility to examine our breasts, to take care of our breasts, to make sure not only about our breasts, but every other part of our body, from getting a pap smear done to doing the things that we need to do to ensure that we are going to be able to live a long life, so that we are here for our children, so that we have the time to accomplish the things in life that we want to accomplish. Today I want to talk to you about something that is very dear to me because I gave it up, and it has been over 6 months since I've literally given all of it up, and that is sodas. I don't know how many of you are aware of this, but sodas are not good for anyone, really. Soda can cause, and there actually the Mayo Clinic right now is doing a study on this, but sodas can really wreak havoc with your body, and that's the one thing that you need to know. So I want to talk to you today a little bit about what sodas can do. And trust me, you can go right on the internet right now and put in sodas not good for you, and it'll pull up a whole list of websites, including the Mayo Clinics, that have studies on the effect of sodas and in the bodies of human beings, okay? But I personally decided to stop drinking sodas. And I'll tell you, there are three reasons. Number one, I decided to stop drinking sodas because I noticed that there was some addiction and some attachment to sodas. I just had to have a Pepsi every day, you know, and it was getting to the point where I was noticing that that was not a healthy thing to be sitting up thinking about Pepsi all day long. Something was wrong there. Okay, the second thing I noticed is that it wasn't really being good to my intestinal tract because I started getting, gastritis and other problems that it brought along. I started having pain and was wondering, you know, was I having ulcers, you know, and that wasn't good for me because of other ailments that I had. And the third thing is it was the sugar content. I learned that there was just such a large amount of sugar in soda. Now, that was something that was just naturally, that thought naturally came to me, okay, that I needed to give that up. But I also found out some other things that soda can cause, and especially in children, okay? Now, the first thing I learned was about the pH of soda. The same pH in soda is the pH in vinegar, okay? For one soda, no matter who makes it, it is very acidic, and it has a high pH of about 2.5, which is, again, the same in vinegar. Now, the reason why you need to know this is because acid oxidizes whatever it comes in contact with. So if you put soda and vinegar, if you put soda or vinegar on metal, then it will rust it very, very quickly, okay? And it can do some damage in your own system when you drink too much of it, okay? The problem is in America is that we consume too much of everything. And even our kids drink a lot of soda. If their kids are having soda every evening for dinner, you don't know what they're buying in the machines at school. A lot of the schools still have soda machines. You just really have to be careful because too much acid in the body can really spark a lot of things. If the child is already predisposed genetically to eczema, it can cause eczema. It could cause psoriasis. It could break a person out who's allergic to high acid foods. It can do a lot, okay? Sodas can also be a problem with absorbing taking away calcium and lowering your calcium in your body, okay? Very, very important. There is a doctor, Michael Murray. You can find him in the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. And he had did some studies on the fact that increased soft drink consumption can be a huge factor contributing towards osteoporosis. Now, there have been a lot of people who think that they are having it easy by drinking diet soda, but I'm here to tell you that it can cause some serious problems, okay? Now, Dr. Elson Haas, H-A-A-S, author of the book The Detox Diet, in his book he states that tooth loss, periodontal disease, and gingivitis can all be problems associated with drinking too many soft drinks. Now, soft drinks aren't the only cause of that, but it is associated with it. So you have to be very, very careful, okay? Soda can indeed, because of the high sugar content, it can dissolve your tooth enamel. And again, this can be very bad for children who may be drinking soda from, you know, age 2 or 3 all the way up. You know, one of the things that really gets me, and I just sometimes I want to walk up to that mommy and say, please don't do that. But you don't know people, and people have a tendency to not take what you're saying to be valid. But I have seen mommies in the malls have a soda in a, you know, in a styrofoam cup from one of the fast food restaurants, and I have seen them let the babies drink the soda from the straw. And in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my gosh! Not only is the bubbles, the oxidation in the soda not good for the baby's stomach with giving the baby gas, but it's not good for the baby at all. And so again, you guys can imagine. Giving a child soda, especially a child who's teething, and you're giving it to them all the time. So be very, very careful about that, okay? Soda also increases the risk for obesity 1.6 times, okay? So you've got weak bones. It can weaken your immune system. It can cause the enamel on your teeth to dissolve faster. And it can also cause weight gain because, again, of the high sugar. Okay, so we have to pay attention to these type of things. This is why I said on last Monday that if you really want to be healthy, you really need to take a look at reducing the amount of chemically based food that you have in your cupboards. And almost 90%, and this is shocking for a lot of people who may be hearing this for the first time, but you can put this to the test and trust what I am saying by going to the grocery store on your own. Almost 90% of all food in the traditional grocery stores is chemically processed. That's right. By the time you get up to the checkout counter, other than any fresh frozen vegetables or anything that you've gotten out of the fresh produce section, the rest of what you're putting in your buggy could very well be all chemically based. Now, is that dangerous? Well, it can be if you expose yourself to that product over and over again because you don't know what chemicals are being utilized in that product for to preserve that product. And sometimes even low doses of formaldehyde and everything else, so you have to be very careful. Now, I want to preface this with saying that I'm not trying to scare anyone, but since we're talking about breast cancer and all of the things that could harm us, you want to understand something. Education is key when it comes to really improving your life. If you can educate yourself more about your life and how you eat your food, so many good things can come of that, okay? Now, when I stopped drinking sodas, I automatically saw a decrease in my weight loss rapidly. As a matter of fact, it scared me. I couldn't believe that I had lost almost 15 pounds in less than 3 weeks, and it literally was because I had cut down that sugar. So if I was drinking a Pepsi maybe 2 to 3 times a day, which wasn't far from the truth for me, then you can imagine that all of a sudden my body didn't have that sugar in it, and it was reacting to that. So, again, you know, I saw a huge weight loss reduction for myself. What I have done now in my household is I only buy fresh frozen vegetables. I try my very best to keep it to a limit as to the amount of food that I might buy that are boxed products or what have you. I try to be very, very careful about that, and I'm forever reading the sugar content because I try to lower my sugar. So if you want to know how to lose weight and lose it naturally without really taking away good food from yourself, you can slow down the amount of white sugar and the amount of white flour that you eat. Test it for a week, and you'll notice that you'll probably lose about 2 to 3 pounds. Exercising, you may lose even 3 to 5 pounds. So, again, you would be very, very surprised at just the simple things that we can do. getting back to the basics, getting back to nature. So keep that in mind. It is 12:34 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And we just finished talking about health and our health and wellness segment in celebration of Breast Cancer Month and wanting people to be breast cancer free. We want us, all of the women who are listening, to make sure that you go get a mammogram. If you have not scheduled your physicals this year, please make sure that you do so. Very, very important. I want to also just remind everyone, if you have questions about giving up sodas or giving up chemically processed food, that is one of the things that I am really into. When my husband got prostate cancer and we were researching on how to have a healthier lifestyle, we really researched a lot and changed our lifestyle. So if you're interested in switching or changing your lifestyle, and you just want to talk about that, you know, just let me know. I'm always willing to talk with people and share with them what I have done to change my lifestyle. And some of the other things that I've done to change my lifestyle is, of course, I don't have what we in the African-American community call a relaxer. I don't have a relaxer. My hair is completely natural, and I've been that way probably now going on about 8 years. And I really love it, and it gets a little bit frustrating because I have thick hair, but I've learned to work my way around that because it was what was best for my hair. And I tell you, in volume, my hair must have increased threefold and grew like incredible after I completely let all of the relaxer grow out of my hair. So I am one of those people through illnesses that I have truly learned how our environment can really impact our health. And a lot of it are the bad choices that we are making that we don't even realize we are making against our health. So I want you to really take on my challenge to you to just list three things that you're willing to give up, three things that you're willing to start investigating to give up in your household that could be harming your health in some way. I gave up sodas. I gave up chemically processed foods. What are you going to give up to help yourself? Remember, there's some crazy reason why we're having this huge increase in breast cancers and prostate cancer in men. There's a reason why we are having an increase in heart disease in women. And I, for one, through my research, have discovered that it definitely is linked to processed foods and meats. So, again, our goal to live a longer life is to stray away from that which is not good for us, that can prevent us from having that longer life. So you ladies that are listening, pay attention. Again, it's 12:37 after the hour, and I want to go ahead and open it up again for at least two or three more people to introduce their business. Give us your first name, tell us your business, the city you're in, and then if you have a website or a fan page, let us know what that is. So if you could press *1 on your phone keypad, we'd love to let you come live on the air and share with us who you are and what you do. And I do believe that we may have someone on line 4243. Caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Trina. This is Donna Brazil. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, Donna. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Trina, I just wanted to I'm sorry, Trina, are you there?
Okay, we're here. We can hear you now. Start all over.
Okay. I am, in addition to my personal care homes and real estate business, I'm actually now an independent representative for FHTM.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of FHTM?
No. Tell us what that is, Donna.
It's actually called Fortune High Tech Marketing, and it's a direct selling company out of Lexington, Kentucky. FHTM was founded in 2001 by Paul Olberson, and it's one of the most successful direct selling industries in the business today. And what we do is actually market for companies such as Dish Network, Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, Nextel, Front Point Security. We do contact lenses, roadside assistance programs, and basically we market for these companies and receive a commission for all the business in addition to bonuses and residual income off of each, you know, recurring monthly service that you sell.
Wonderful. And so, Donna, how can people get a hold of you to learn more about this?
Well, they can click on my website, which is www.fhtmus.com, and it's /Donna Brazil.
Okay, wonderful. Let me repeat that for everyone. This is Donna Brazil, and Donna is in Snellville, Georgia, and she has a company that sells all kind of wonderful technical products that you may need, whether it is satellite dish, cell phone, what have you. And you can see all of this wonderful information at FH, that's F as in Fox, H as in Her, T as in Tom, M as in Man, U as in Ultimate, S as in Sam, FHTMUS.com/Donna Brazil, and that's spelled just like the country, B-R-A-Z-I-L. Donna, thank you so much for introducing your business to us today.
Thanks, Trina.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go ahead and move into talking about the power of personal development, the power of personal development. I'm going to talk about that for about 10 minutes, and then I'm also going to share with you guys an excerpt from the book, E-Myth. So here's my question for you all. Do you spend at least 30 minutes to 1 hour daily working on your personal development? Well, how about 3 to 4 hours weekly? Okay? Guess what? There are a lot of successful millionaires that are spending hours and hours every day working on their personal development because they know that it is the true path to business success. Now, personal development is a system of identifying your skill sets in your life that need to be enhanced or completely developed. So in other words, there are some skills that you already have that you know you need to tweak or you need to update, okay? But then there are some skills that you're not quite sure whether you have them, but you know that you need them in order to be successful in a certain endeavor, and you need to get them right away. And so that's what personal development is all about. It's a system of identifying what it is you need to improve in order to make things happen. It is having a desire to be the best that you can be and taking that desire and putting it into action by, guess what, seeking education, mentors, resources, and tools that will help you to build a satisfied and a rewarding life. Now, as we talk all this month really about encouraging you to create your business strategy, and by the way, for those of you who were on the line last Monday, you did get notes on that, right? And you did schedule some time in your time management planner to start working on your business strategy. You did do that, right? Well, I hope so. For those of you who are new to the show and are just now listening to today's show, I want to encourage you to schedule some time in your time management planner specifically to work on your strategy for 2012. Okay, we have to get that done because when January gets here, believe it or not, if you start trying to work on what you're going to do in your business for the first and second quarter of next year in January, it may be March or April before you even get a chance to implement any of that, and that takes away from your bottom line, your actual profit. So again, ladies, I want to encourage you to do that. So what does personal development have to do with creating a strategy? What does it have to do with business, as a matter of fact? Well, ladies, it has everything to do with your business. This is something that I think most women who are starting a business probably never even ask themselves this question. But here's the question that most women and men need to ask themselves when starting a business. What are the skills required of me as a CEO to take this business to the next level? What are those skills? What is required of me to take my business to the next level? I want to give you some examples of what I'm talking about. If, for example, I was starting a seminar company and I was a little bit shy, I automatically know right away that I'm going to need to improve on my speaking skills. I know that I'm going to need to really work hard on that, because if I have if I'm giving seminars, then I need to be excellent in presentation, and I can't be shy in front of people. So I need to really increase my skill level on that. And so what I may decide to do is I may need to take presentation classes. I may need to buy one or two books to read up on presenting and facilitating. I may even want to work with a personal coach who can listen to me speak and give me good critique on how to change my voice. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. One of the things that I have known for a long time is that I have an attractive voice. People have already told me that. But when I get very, very excited, and maybe you guys have heard it before, when I get very excited, I start squealing. My voice level goes up. And then when I get excited, my voice level goes up as well. And so I have to work hard at keeping my voice at this tone that you hear me do right now. Or else I get very excited and I start talking, and before I know it, my voice goes very high like you just heard. That was a skill that I had to work on, and I actually took speaking classes. I actually got a voice coach to help me on learning how to use tonality and how to lower my voice and how to control that. And it is work, but it works. And so as a result, and that has been a few years back, but as a result, it has helped me to really do well in my speaking profession. It's helped me to get speaking gigs. It's helped me to feel more confident when I'm talking in front of people. So there are a set of skills that each of you need to be working on that's going to help you to take your business to the next level. Here are some of the things that a lot of women have said they needed to improve on. And so perhaps these are skills that you might need to work on as well. Communicating with others, developing a vision, exercise, focusing, follow-up skills, goal setting, moving past fear. Yes, that is a skill that you have to learn to move past fear. Networking, organizing, procrastination, reading, self-confidence, speaking, time management, and writing. Those are just a few of the things that a lot of women say they have to improve on. So here's the thing. A lot of people ask this question, so I want to make sure I narrow it down for you on the show today. A lot of people say, Coach Trina, I have so many things that I feel I need to work on in life. How do I know which one to work on first? Or, you know, how do I even begin to figure this out? I've got a simple solution for you. Today we're talking about how to use your personal development skills in your business, how to know what you need to improve on to be successful in your business, okay? So again, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, what skills are necessary for me to be a good CEO of my company? What skills are necessary for me to take this business to the next level? Now, of course, only you know that, but once you identify those skills, then you need to look at what the goals are for your business for, let's say, this next 3 to 6 months. What are you trying to accomplish? Whatever you are trying to accomplish, you are going to need a certain amount of set skills to do that. Now, you need to evaluate whether or not your skills are up to par on you doing well in taking your business to that next level and accomplishing those goals for the next 3 to 6 months. So what are those skills that you are going to need, okay? If you're in direct sales and you're still dealing with fear, you need to, that might be the number one thing that you really still need to deal with. You need to overcome that fear. You need to develop the skill of overcoming fear, and you need to develop it quickly, okay? Perhaps you might be in a business where there is a lot of follow-up that has to go on in order to close the sale, but you have traced the problem to the fact that you aren't good at following up. Okay, so that means that you have to really work hard on follow-up skills, and you've got to develop a follow-up system that you're going to be committed to implementing, okay? That's very, very important. Maybe you're having problems with focus and clarity. You started a business, but for whatever reason you haven't been able to really get the business going. Maybe you are lacking focus, you're lacking clarity, and in order to get that focus and clarity, you need to specifically pull that out and work on it and learn how to do it. You may even need a coach to work with you in holding you accountable to stay focused, okay? So those are all personal development skills. And one of the things that I have learned is that if you are not doing well in some part of your business, I can almost guarantee you that normally it doesn't have anything to do with the business as much as it has to do with some personal development skill that is holding the business back, that you have not strengthened, that is acting against the business instead of for the business. So, again, I want to encourage all of you who are on the call today, I want you to write down at least 3 to 5 personal development skills you know you really need to start working on right away. That's very, very important, okay? Now, it is said that really in order to get a lot from personal development, we need to schedule at a minimum 30 minutes to 1 hour daily for our personal development. That could be a class. It could be working with your coach. It could be reading a book on a specific area that you need to improve in. Whatever area it is, you need to be working in it for 30 minutes to an hour. Now, this is not eternally because hopefully you're going to improve it and then be able to move on to another area of personal development that you need to improve upon as well. But at least a minimum of 30 minutes to an hour on a daily basis. So, again, I want to encourage you and get you to realize just how important personal development is, okay? You can ask any successful businesswoman what the keys to her success are, and she will most likely mention to you personal development. You can have big dreams, great business ideas, a deep desire to see your business succeed, but the piece of the missing puzzle that you need in order to make it happen is indeed personal development. It is 10 minutes before 1, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. So, again, personal development is very, very important. I've encouraged each one of you that are listening today to make sure that you schedule at least 30 minutes to 1 hour. I've told you how you can pinpoint what you should start working on first by knowing in your business what are your goals, what are you trying to accomplish within the next 3 to 6 months, or whatever that is. Identify what skills may be required of you to help strengthen and implement all of those tasks that will help you achieve that goal, okay? And all of that has to do with personal development. We're going to go ahead now and move on to the book, The E-Myth, because there are some things in The E-Myth that are very, very important. And, you know, for those of you that have not heard me say this, even if it's really like a business Bible, I recommend it to every single client and member of Women About Biz. And there are some things in E-Myth that will just blow you away. As you know, I have been practicing a lot of the principles from the book, The E-Myth, and have taken classes from Michael Gerber's company several times, and I have read the book, The E-Myth, probably maybe going on maybe about my 20th time, and it ceases to amaze me that I get something new every single time I read it. Today, I just, again, want to share with you basically what the E-Myth is about. The E in E-Myth stands for entrepreneurial myth, and what Michael Gerber says is that a lot of people are really feeding into this myth about entrepreneurism and what it is. But what he suggests is that regardless of how small your business is that you should really try to run your business similar to a franchise that has in place systems in order to be successful so that anybody can basically come in and run your business based on your directions. And I agree with him wholeheartedly. The problem is that most small business owners think too small. And as a result, that's what's keeping them in trouble. There are 3 roles, he says, that are very important for any business. And I think I've continuously shared them on the show. They are the technician, and I call it laborer, the technician, the manager, and the entrepreneur. And, of course, the entrepreneur visionary is the most important role because it is responsible for all of the growth in the company itself, okay? He talks about the fact that there are different phases in the business itself. You know, you have your infancy stage in the business, which is when the business is first birthed by you and it's first started. And then, of course, you have the adolescent stage. Then you have the adult stage, and then you have the mature stage. And so there's different stages of the business itself. But there's one area of the book that I really, really like in which he talks about the turnkey revolution. And he explains why it's important to treat your business, even though it may not be one, why it's important to treat your business like a franchise, okay? And he goes on to explain why the franchise phenomenon is extremely successful. Okay, so I'm going to quickly read to you from that portion. He goes on to say that it became apparent to Ray Kroc, and this is the Ray Kroc eventually became the owner of McDonald's because he bought it out. But he says it became apparent to Ray Kroc that what the McDonald's brothers had created was not just another hamburger stand, but a money machine. Soon after that first visit, and possessed by a passion he had never felt quite like that before, Ray Kroc convinced Mac and Jim McDonald to let him franchise their method. 12 years and several million hamburgers later, he bought them out and went on to create the largest retail prepared food distribution system in the world. So actually, McDonald's really can be they are the ones that can really be pinned and coined with the word franchise, okay? And it is still considered today the most successful franchise in the world. Think about it. In less than 40 years, he says, Ray Kroc's McDonald's has become a $40 billion a year business with 28,707 restaurants worldwide and growing in the numbers every single minute, okay? It started as a trickle when a few entrepreneurs began to experiment the Kroc's formula for success, but it wasn't long before the trickle turned into similar like a Niagara Falls. In 2000, there were 320 franchise businesses in 75 industries. And again, McDonald's is credited with really being a part of that franchise itself. Now, why am I talking about this? Because McDonald's was just a small, tiny hamburger stand owned by two brothers, Jim McDonald's. As a matter of fact, let me give you the other brother's name because it's important. Mac and Jim McDonald, that was their name. And they had just a small hamburger stand, but Ray Kroc saw something much bigger in it. And again, he developed systems and put systems in place so that anybody could come in and run the business based on a system. So why am I sharing that with you? Because as you begin to plan your strategy for 2012, you cannot do it alone. You cannot do it by yourself. You've got to create a system and allow other people to help you. You've got to create a power team of individuals. It may not be full-time or even part-time employees. It may be people on contract or people on a per-commission basis, but you've got to create a system that will allow other people to help you and grow your company. That's very, very important. And that's what the E-Myth is all about, is showing you how to create a system for your business, okay? So as Michael Gerber says, he says in his section, Your Business Development Program, he says, to think of your business as though it were a prototype for 5,000 more just like it. That's what you have to do, to imagine that someone will walk through your door with the intention of buying your business, but only if it works. That's what your aim is, okay? That's very, very important. That's what your aim is. And there are seven areas that he says that any business should have. And there's seven. Number one, primary aim. Number two, strategic objective. Number three, organizational strategy. Number four, management strategy. Number five, people strategy. Number six, marketing strategy. And number seven, systems strategy. So you can read about that and more in the book, The E-Myth. But I just want to say it's carried my business far, and I hope that you will purchase it and take it to heart as well. We've come to the end of the show. I hope that you have enjoyed it today, and the information that we've given you, you're going to put it to use. I want to ask you to mark it in your calendar to listen again next Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time and share it with others that they can listen to. Remember, bless the lives of other people and spread the news about successful woman radio. Take care, everybody, and remember, get healthy. Get your breast examined. Consider getting away from chemically processed food. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.